Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
Speaking of veterans, Woods, how you doing?
Just great, Jason. How about you?
I am excellent. Now, we've talked a lot about different types of working out and everything. The interesting one today is, and this is for people, you know, 30, 40 and up, that a lot of times people are like, well, as I get older, I should have less intense workouts. But studies say that's actually not true.
That is not true. And here's kind of why. So as we age, we tend to be less active. Our muscular strength, our aerobic capacity, it all starts to diminish. So unless we stay active at some level, we're going to end up losing that capacity. So you have to use it, or you're gonna lose it. So, and it seems that the intensity interval style, high intensity interval style training, seems to improve cell health more particularly, and it seems to have a greater effect on sort of like changing the structure of the mitochondria that's damaged by aging.
Okay. Interesting. So, you know, a lot of the time, now, I guess, what is mitochondria?
Well, it's a mouthful, isn't it, Greger? Mitochondria is found in muscle cell, and it sort of acts as the battery or the power booster to help metabolize fuel and create energy. So waking up these cells can have a really positive influence on slowing down sort of any age-related problems. And it's funny, like for younger people, a younger person is active and those cells aren't going to sleep. But as we get older, for all the reasons I just talked about, the cells, they kind of go to sleep. They get dormant and atrophy, like weakness starts to happen to the cell. So this high intensity work tends to wake those cells up. So it can have a real positive influence for an aging population.
Okay. Now, in this new area of study, the terms of type of exercise best for improving cell health, what do they recommend?
Well, the research in this area, Greger, has been going on actually for a long time across all segments of the population, especially for weight loss. So they're looking at mitochondria health to improve your ability to metabolize fuel and keep yourself at a good, healthy body weight. So this study that I looked at was kind of interesting because it was from the Mayo Clinic, and they looked at 72 healthy but sedentary men and women. So they put these people into two groups. One of the groups was under 30 years of age, and then the other group were people over the age of 64. So they did baseline testing in three areas. They tested their aerobic fitness, their blood sugar levels, and then their cell or mitochondrial health, and they determined that by a muscle biopsy. And when you do a muscle biopsy, it's painful, Greger, and they put a big needle into your muscle and they pull the fibers out and they analyze them under a microscope and so on. So then they broke these participants down into four more groups, and they were doing various forms of activity. Some of the activity was really intense, some not so intense. And then after 12 weeks, they retested them all again, and they all showed some sort of improvement. But this is the part that is really interesting to me. In the cell or mitochondrial health, in the seniors from doing the high-intensity interval training, the muscle biopsy was incredible. Like 400 different genes were now more active, or they were working more differently. When they tested the 30 and under crowd and they looked at their muscle biopsy, only 274 of the genes had changed at some level. So for those older individuals, it can have a huge effect on how metabolically efficient we are as we age. So again, if you're exercising and you're kind of doing more moderate type activity, the proof is in the pudding that doing higher intense work might make a difference at a cellular level.
Jeff Woods joins us. Okay, so for the seniors wanting to implement high intensity, how do they do it safely?
Well, here's the thing. For any of us, in fact, it doesn't even go for seniors. For anybody, if you've been inactive for an extended period of time, it really makes sense to get medical clearance first. You know, talk to your doctor. Be even tested. Make sure that your heart is able to handle, you know, starting to exercise again. And don't start right away doing intense work. Start somewhere that you can manage. Build a really positive experience. and understand that sort of your perceived exertion, and it's very individual for each person, probably intense work starts at a 7.5 out of 10 as far as intense work goes. And then, you know, getting closer to a 10 out of 10 obviously is really intense, and that's where the magic happens. But if you've been away from exercise, you know, you might want to be starting at a 3, 4, or 5 perceived exertion out of 10. And this doesn't matter for whatever you want to do, Gregor. Like, for whatever aerobic activity, whether it's walking, running, rowing, ice skating, start off slow. And then over time, you want to build the intensity up. And that would be the takeaway message. Start slow, give yourself time and your body to adapt, and then you can work on higher intense bouts of work where you're going to get really good return.
Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us. Now, you know, it's funny about getting that return. So anybody, whether you're 30, 40, and suddenly you want to get back into it, because you don't want to wait too long, right? Because obviously it's harder the longer you go inactive to age, just get your mind power around it. And I'm sure your body, the more inactive it is, the more weaker it becomes, and then it's harder to strengthen it back up. So when we talk about a high-intensity interval training, do we need to get a 7 out of a 10? Do we need to get to an 8? What number do you need to get to that falls into that high-intensity interval training?
Okay, well, here's some interesting work. There was another Canadian scientist that did some work, and he actually did, and he's been studying this for a decade, Martin Gabala. And he's at a master's university, and he looked at doing just 20-second intervals. And it doesn't matter what you want to do. I think he did it with cyclists. But for 20 seconds, you were going all out in 100%. I mean, you are gasping for air, and you can't go for a 21st second doing whatever activity you're doing. And then for 2 minutes, you're in recovery mode. If you're to do that 3 times, so you actually get just 1 minute of high-intensity work, and then do that again in a few days, like do it twice over the course of the week. So you're actually looking at 2 minutes of really intense work. He found that the benefits of doing that equaled somebody doing more moderate work at 150 minutes over the course of the week. So the takeaway is you cannot breathe. Maximal effort is maximal effort. You can't go beyond 20 seconds. That's how hard you're working. So I don't know if that gives you any sort of insight, but it would be like a maximal heart rate response as well. But his individuals in this testing, their VO2 max, the volume of oxygen that they could process at the end of the study, was in fact better than individuals doing moderate activity for 150 minutes.
Jeff, we got a text from Ryan, who's doing high-intensity Tabatas. Obviously, you're familiar with Tabatas, mm-hmm. whether you do treadmill or burpee ones. How long should he be doing it for, and how many intervals? He's 40 years of age, by the way.
Right. You know, and each individual, Gregor, it's very different. So to make a blanket statement or a generic sort of outline for what the volume of work would be for a 40-year-old, again, it varies. We could have 5 or 6 40-year-olds, and their tolerance would be completely different. So I think that you'd have to sort of increase your volume based on your individual ability. So that would be hard to quantify just because there's just too much variation from athlete to athlete, to be honest.
Okay. But what's a basic then for Tabata?
Well, you're looking at, I think, 4 minutes recovery, and I think it's closer to a 60-second high-intensity interval. So the ratio is a little bit different there. And again, that testing was done for cyclists as well, but you could adapt the methodology to any aerobic pursuit, but it would be 60 seconds of maximal effort followed by 4 minutes of recovery. And you could choose biking, rowing, ice skating, running, like sprinting, track work, whatever you wanted to do.
Woods, great stuff as always, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Take care.